Mandatory testing is in place for cases dealing with the bird flu. I'm Keith Lundberg with your WNAX Farm News Update. This Farm News Update is being brought to us by Farmers Union Insurance. For a no-obligation quote, contact a local agent today. Dr. Beth Thompson is the state veterinarian with the South Dakota Animal Industry Board. I talked to her about what we've been seeing as far as bird flu cases popping up here in the Midwest and the fact some mandatory testing is now in place.
Right. When we talk about dairy, that's part of the national strategy to figure out where that virus may be hiding in our herds. Nevada, Arizona ended up finding a new virus, the B1 subtype versus the B313 that's been out there in the rest of the dairies. So, yes, we continue to look for it because it's important for our herd health.
I talked to Tom Peterson, Commissioner of Minnesota Department of Ag. Of course, they've been doing the mandatory testing on dairy milk. They did find a case here last Friday. And really the thing that we wanted to indicate there is all the processes that we have in place, number one, are working, and we do still have a very safe product out there.
Oh, absolutely. Pasteurized milk, all of the milk products that are pasteurized, that kills the virus. Mm-hmm. So that's very important. But yes, absolutely, our food supply remains safe. Commissioner Peterson does a wonderful job. Minnesota has a large dairy population over there. We are looking here, too, in mm-hmm. South Dakota. We're doing silo testing, working together with our Department of Ag and Natural Resources. Shout out to Hunter Roberts, working with him. So, yes, the whole Midwest is looking for this virus, and we will continue to keep those herds safe.
That's your WNAX Farm News Update brought to us by Farmers Union Insurance. I'm Keith Lundberg.